have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I'm so glad this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's nothing like the favor and the blessings of the Lord. And I want to encourage you on today to come along with us, to worship him, praise him, and give him all the glory for all the things, not some of the things, all of the things he has done for you. Just take a moment right now to think about this year, where you are, what you're going through, what you've experienced, and think about last year. It's been a whole 365 days. It's something worth giving him praise for, whether you had joy, sorrow, made some accomplishments, still working through some things. He's still good for all the mighty and marvelous things he's done. So I just want to welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. If this is your first time listening in, we're extremely grateful to have you with us on today. We want you to know, whether you stop by due to a guest, whether you listen every week, or whether you just happen to find us, we're grateful that you took time out of your schedule to be with us on today. I want to send a shout out, and as we've done, thank the Lord for all he's done. I want to send a shout out to our CEO and founder of Elation Radio Magazine, Kimmy Kim. We love you. And thank God for you. We also want to welcome you, each and every one of you, the listeners. And let me share with you, if this is your first time listening in, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You, hallelujah. Lord, I love that. I love that every time she does that. God bless you. And Just For You will allow listeners not only to hear teachings that are applicable, but we have guests that will inspire and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. And that is what Just For You is all about. Well, as you know, we believe in the Lord leading, guiding, and directing our footsteps. So before we begin this podcast, we want you to feel free again to worship with us, praise God, get some knowledge, and stand on the word of God for yourself. Do you not know that God holds us each accountable for the understanding, the wisdom we receive from the word of God, and what we do with it? So I encourage you to get your Bibles, be prepared, get your pen and paper so that we can share and learn together these tools and nuggets that the Lord has blessed us to be able to share and be able to grow together. Would you join me as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for all that you've done, all that you're getting ready to do. We invite you in to have your divine will and way. We trust your guidance. We trust what you want, God. And we just want you to be pleased. We ask that you will bless Elation Radio and Magazine. Bless our CEO and founder, Dr. Kibby Robinson. Bless our special guest on today, our own minister, Cherie Crawford, our spiritual daughter. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless every listener, whether it's their first time or every week. Bless them on today. Bless their families. Touch, Lord. Heal, save, deliver, and answer on today. I pray, oh God, for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., asking that you keep him, touch him, and be with him, oh God. And Father, we pray that you will just show up and show out. Answer what we need answered on today and give us strength as we talk about for your glory, God. If it's not for your glory, it means nothing. Last week we talked about it. This week we're talking about it. and we're planning to spend the rest of the month on learning and how do we give you the glory. Would you lead us, God? Touch us today and help us that you may be glorified, lifted up, and that you receive all of the glory for everything that's being said and done. You are mighty God. Hallelujah. You're a wonderful God. And in spite of it all, those that are going through heartache and pain, oh God, I know you see all things, and we will give you all of the glory, the power. Oh God, all of the glory and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us of our sins, and we will forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, as you just heard, we are excited. We're believing God for great and marvelous things. He is amazing. I don't know what that word means to you, but every time I hear the word amazing, I think of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is more than what we can ever imagine. He comes in and he gives us strength. He gives us peace. He gives us power. Whatever it is that we need, we have it, hallelujah, because he yet lives. And we know because he lives, those of us that are believers, we move and have our being in him. You all know I get excited, so bear with me and pray for me because I'm truly excited about today. Well, listen, if you will, grab your Bibles. We're going to be studying from Isaiah 43. We're going to be studying the New International Version on today, Isaiah 43, the New International Version, okay? So follow along with me as we read. We're asking the Lord to lead, guide, and direct us. Today's topic is for your glory. I want to start by saying, whose glory? His glory. Everything belongs to him. We were made by him, and we trust him to lead God and direct us on today. The first verse reads as such, but now, this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. I want to stop right there and tell you, what about you thinking about yourself in the place of Jacob, but because you're a believer, he has already redeemed you, and I want you to follow along. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are a precious, my God, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory. Let me read it again. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made, let out, God, those who have eyes, lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf, all the nations gathered together, and the peoples assembled, which of their God foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things. Let them bring in their witnesses to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, my God, even I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed. I am not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from ancient days, I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand, my God. When I act, who can reverse it? Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians in the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, he who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed, woo, out like a wick. Former things do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. That was Isaiah 43, 1 through 19. I come to encourage you on today. I don't know what you're going through, but God does. He sees you where you are. He knows what you're believing for. He knows that you need him. And believe me, he is the answer to all of your problems. What do you mean, Pastor Michelle? I mean that God is all that we need. I don't know about you, but my year this year started off very, very rocky. On the first day was a day that my home flooded. And let me say to you, if you've ever had an incident in your life where you have been stable and comfortable and everything working right, and then all of the sudden, there's something that comes in your life that changes everything around you, but yet your God is stable. Your God is firm. Your God is victorious. Let me tell you, you don't have any losses. You may have physical things that you lose. You may have things that change in your life, but when you serve the Lord, this scripture tells us that he says we are his witnesses. What does he expect out of his witnesses? Well, let me begin by letting you know that no weapon formed will prosper. He never shared and said to us, when you come into this body of believers, into the body of Christ, that you won't have any pain. You won't have any sorrow. He did never tell us that we won't go through anything. But what he assured us of is our protector. He is our Abba Father. He is everything that we will need. Why is that important to know? Because when you face a trial, When you face something you cannot physically comprehend or perhaps have the strength to muzzle yourself through it all, he is still the same God. He never stopped being God because you went through. Here's where the witness comes in. Because when a real witness believes in the Lord, a real witness understands that though I may not feel good, Job said it best, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. What does that mean? Things may get rocky. Things may hurt you. You may feel like, where is God? I don't know what to do. It seems like things are getting worse, and yet you say you are my God. He wants you to know today you are his witnesses. Can I ask you, in the midst of what you're going through, no matter what state you're in, are you giving someone else the understanding that everything pertaining to your life, he is God? I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. Are you giving him all of his glory? Are you standing on the solid rock? Are you believing that he will answer prayer? Are you standing as a witness? I just want to know, because see, what matters most in this dark world that we're living in is where the real lights are. Are you a light? Are you one that's up under a bushel? Are you one with your light burning bright? Are you one standing in the midst, understanding you got to be like a real thug? I said it. You got to be like a real believer, hard to the core, because the enemy is coming, and he's coming for a church, but he knows he can grab up those that really aren't doing the witnessing. Are you witnessing today? Listen, depending on you. He's depending on your words to let somebody know. They can have peace in the midst of sorrow. They can have joy when everything is going chaotic. They can have overcoming, amazing manifestations because they're watching you. What do people see when they see you? Sometimes a good witness doesn't always have to open their mouth. If you notice, in a courtroom, they ask a lot of questions of the witness. Those witnesses are sworn in, and they are obligated by law to tell the truth. Are you obligated today because you were washed with the blood of Jesus, covered in his grace and mercy, to be able to give the truth, to tell nothing but the truth? Are you that witness on today? Well, I want you to know, if you're not, there's still yet time. Maybe you didn't understand when you gave the pastor your hand. Maybe you didn't understand when you walked through this world and it got a little rocky for you. Maybe you didn't understand that you were obligated to be his witness. Well, here today, you can change all of that. Here today, you can make a decree and declaration with your God to say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't understand. I was to sing your praises. And I don't mean just on key, because everybody may or may not be able to sing in a melodious voice. But when you lift your voice up to the Lord, he hears you with the heart that you have. I came to encourage you today to be a good witness. Don't just be a witness. Be a good witness for the Lord. Make sure you're found stable and solid. That somebody can say, oh, but you know what? I met Pastor Michelle. She's going to make sure that God be glorified. She's going to make sure she's going to tell how the truth really is. Because here's the thing. We all go through. We all face troubles, trials, and tribulations. It is a prerequisite for our victories. Listen, if there's no trouble, how do you know he can deliver you out of it? As a believer, he wouldn't tell you that he's your deliverer and never deliver you. He's not going to tell you he's your savior and not save you. He's not going to tell you he's your healer and not heal you. I know people will say, well, I didn't get healed like I thought I should, or I didn't get delivered like I knew I could. But let me share with you, it is he that formed you. He said very specifically in Isaiah 43 that he created you. And he went on to say, for his glory. I just want to encourage you today, give him the glory that is due his holy name. He calls himself the Holy One of Israel. I am your Lord, he says. And for that, we are to be eternally grateful. We are to stand and begin to shout to the rooftops how great our God is. You know, I guess my neighborhood might think I'm a little crazy, because every now and then when my heart gets full and I think about the goodness of Jesus, I don't have to have a podium. I don't have to have the sanctuary right there. I give him his glory. He's still good. He's still God. And he still makes a way out of no way. His word told me that when the waters come, it won't overtake you. It was a real situation in my life when the waters came, but it didn't overtake us. Been through a lot of things, but still we're safe. Our God is a good God. Our God reigns. Our God is all we need and more. Will that be your testimony on today? Will you witness for the Lord? Tonight, when you're with your family, will you find a way to remind them how good your God is? Will you remind them that he's a keeper? Would you remind them, even in your pain, that he cares and he loves? Will you do that for him? Because I'm telling you, the world is looking for our Savior. How will they find him if our mouths are shut? How will they find him if we're carrying all this word and they don't understand it and can't actually comprehend that it's for them too? I say it every week, and I'm going to say it again right now. If you don't know him, it's not too late. Romans 9:10, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that we are to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, and we shall be saved. Listen, I wouldn't want to live in this world and not know where my eternal home will be. It's important to understand when you covenant with God, he covenants with you. He's making a way on your behalf. And listen, because you're a good witness, Jacqueline Carr says, it's my winning season. She sings that song with vitality and strength. But she says something. Everything attached to me wins. Can I ask you who's attached to you? Can I ask you, will they win? If you're not saved today, I encourage you to get quiet before the Lord. Ask him to forgive you of all of your sins. Express to him, I'm coming to you just as I am. And I believe what the word says, that you will save me. And then connect with a Bible-believing church, that you may continue to grow and have your life developed in him. Salvation is a gift, but you owe him your life. Always remember, there's something greater that's coming to the believer when they trust and they honor God. And remember, somebody somewhere is watching you in your brokenness, in your happiness, whatever state you're in. They're watching you to see if you believe the God you say you are attached to. Everywhere you go, And guess what? When you mess up, he's still God. We can run to him and not away from him. We can run to him and not run away from him. Because he's listening, he's waiting, and he loves us. He's listening, he's waiting, and he loves us. Will you allow him to love you today? To love on every area of your life. And when you become a part of the body of Christ, what you're saying is, I subject myself to you, that you can do what you please with my life and get all of the glory from it. In the upcoming weeks, we're going to talk about how to give God that glory. Today, we're going to talk about it because it's important to understand that when you come into this body, you're more than a conqueror in every area of your life. And you have family that root for you, that pray for you, that lift you, that build you up and want to see you do great and marvelous things for the kingdom. So we bless God today for today's lesson, for what it means, how it affects us. A beautiful thing when God speaks. It's a beautiful thing to study his word, to hear his voice, and to understand what he's calling for in these last days. And believe me, he wants the best for each and every one of us, even if it hurts sometimes. Never get angry with God because you feel like he's disappointed you because you didn't get what you want. Can you imagine him being the God that created the world and enough people walk around with the breath in their body, but they never say good morning to him? They never say, I love you. They never say, thank you for what you did for me. Can you imagine all that he has created? And he's still concerned about that one. That's who he is. That's what he's about. Now, if the God that created us and this entire world is just like that, then what must the church look like to those that don't know him? How must they feel when they come in contact with a real believer? And I'm not saying that it becomes an emotional attachment, but there's something about the presence of God that will give you divine peace. It will give you joy. It will allow you to understand there's something different going on than what you can perceive and live on an everyday basis when you don't know him. So I encourage you, stay in your word. Continue to pray for those that you know are not saved. Continue to pray for yourself that he uses you as a witness. Because according to what we've learned today, it's all for his glory. All for his glory, that he may be glorified. I pray today's exhortation has been a blessing, a help to you, and that you're able to grow and develop from the word of God what God has in store for you. There's nothing like a God that loves you, cares about you, is waiting for you, who is preparing for you. You know, when a good cook is preparing a dinner, in the culinary field, they sometimes have what they call a sous chef, a preparer, that will help them to put the delicious meal together. Their job is to prepare all of the ingredients that are needed so that the chef can come in and put the ingredients together with the gifting and the anointing that they have, that the meal may be partaken of in grace and goodness. Have you ever been to a restaurant? sat down to eat, and it looked so good on the menu. But when your plate came, it's one of two things happened. Either it looked good or it didn't. When you see a meal that doesn't look good, you don't want to eat it. I come to tell you this, dude. When you come to the plate of the Word of God, you can eat everything on it. And there are some times like vegetables. There are a lot of people who don't like their vegetables. You can sew them, you can saute them, you can fry them, and they still not going to eat them. But with the Word of God, those vegetables become nourishment for your body, and you begin to grow and develop on the very things you didn't like. But it is still good for you. That's why you can never go wrong with the Word of God. I didn't say people's word. I said the Word of God, which is what we strive to show you, that you'll be able to eat, be full, and even reflect on what it is that he's calling you to do. I pray that the Lord will bless you and your family, and that all will be well, and that he will get the glory out of your life. Well, listen, I am excited on today. We have a very special guest with us. Her name is Minister Cherie Crawford. She's a beautiful woman of God. She's a worship leader, a banking professional, and guess what? She's my spiritual daughter. I'm so excited to have her on today. I love her dearly. I'm very proud of her. We've known each other not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 3 years, but we've known each other over 19 to 20 years. Can y'all believe that? And I've watched her grow. She's a beautiful woman. So I'd like to introduce her and introduce the others, none other than Minister Cherie Crawford. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Wright.
Well, listen, you know, I'm extremely excited to have you on today. I know the Lord has been doing great and marvelous things in your life. But those who don't know you, would you introduce yourself to them and tell them who you are and what God is allowing you to do in this hour?
Yes, most definitely. I am Minister Cherie Crawford of Church of the Living God 360, where Pastor Diane Hickman is our pastor, which is also my mother. I am a praise and worship on the praise and worship team there, the event coordinator for our church, and you know, just enjoy serving there with my mom and other family members. That's typically what God has me serving right now. And, of course, on the career side, I am currently at DAS Acquisition Company as a quality control analyst. So there in the natural world, I audit mortgage loans, in short. And, you know, I just enjoy serving. I'm looking to come into a few other projects in the near future, which you will soon hear about, continuing financial education classes and getting more involved in community. There's just a few things that we're looking to also provide at Church of the Living God Temple 360, which we are located right in the city. We are at 4225 West Benny Avenue, and so we worship there on Sunday afternoons, beginning at 12:15 p.m. and we're typically out by 1:30. So come and worship with us if you're ever in the neighborhood, for all those that are listening. But we are just enjoying what doing through us in the community, and looking to do more.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? I love what you said. First of all, you know, with all that you have, the positionings that God has given you in your life, I know that the world uses this term, but also now the church body uses the term of millennial. It's an age group. It's a thought process. I want to ask you, what keeps you close to God in your life?
What keeps me close is prayer and meditation. I also do study the Word of God. I believe in wholeheartedly studying, knowing the Word of God, because the Word of God does state that people perish for lack of knowledge. And so in order to really know who God is, his character, his attributes, his nature, you can't know him without reading about him. Reading the Word of God is really comparable to reading an autobiography of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just staying in that mindset of, you know, it's very critical for us to have and obtain a prayer life consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very critical, especially in this day and age, for us to get as close as we can and stay as close as we can to God through his word, through meditation, through worship even. And so another one of the practices that I have daily for myself is creating have a prayer room where I do worship God on a daily, early in the morning. And
mm-hmm.
I believe that just kind of sets the tone for the rest of your day as far as, you know, any thoughts, any issues that may arise. It puts you in the right frame of mind to keep God first.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you that is so important, because so often as believers, you know, we believe in going to church and we go and get the word and we do that. But it is a proven fact that there are so many Christians that do not pray outside of their church home. And when you
mm-hmm.
put those things together, I know for you, I know for myself and those that our intercessors, you know, you spoke about getting up early in the morning or
yes.
being utilized by God. Because I'm a firm believer this, that we have to be uncomfortable at times. And when
mm-hmm.
I say that, I mean that if everything goes so well for us and we don't give God the glory, like we're talking about for his glory today, then what are
mm-hmm.
we giving him? To get up early in the morning, to go before him in prayer, to invoke his presence into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that he will honestly come through? Do you know when you get up or when you're summoned? Because I believe sometimes you may even have a set time to pray early in the morning. Sometimes he'll just,
mm-hmm.
you need to get up right now. And you think,
right.
I don't know about you, but I'm just going to be transparent. You think to yourself, well, this ain't the scheduled time, but yet he's God, right? So he
mm-hmm.
will wake you
mm-hmm.
up, and he will get you prepared, because whoever and whatever you're supposed to be praying about, he will invoke his presence so that we can do it.
Yes.
Can you tell us, as the listening audience, you know, in your prayer life, in your prayer time, do you get results from your prayers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Results sometimes, and it's so shocking, because sometimes immediately after the prayer is complete, there is a result. And so I believe in being very specific in prayer. And so
mm-hmm.
really just coming to God in with your open heart, with be transparent, be honest, you know, and be
mm-hmm.
sure of what you're asking God to do or what you're asking him to provide you with, be it clarity, be it understanding, be it wisdom. And I believe in thanking him for things that he's already done, protecting us and, you know, keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. And, you know, the Bible tells us to make our requests known, that we should come boldly before the throne of grace. And so if I'm coming boldly, that means, number one, I am sure of what I'm asking God to do. And so because I'm sure, I'm going to very specific in my request, in my petition for him. And not only that, I'm going to believe that he's already going to do what I'm asking or what I need of him to do, if it's in line with his will, that he is indeed going to fulfill that request.
And that is so. And here's the thing, too. We know that when we come before his throne, that we have to be humble. Every Christian believer should be humble. They should understand that because he is Lord of kings and King of kings, you know, I don't care how much word I have. The word I've learned and the things that have been developed in my life come from the word of God. And because he created us, and the word is an expression of who he is, it should be our life. I want to ask you this. How important is the word to you? When you pray, do you use the word of God? Or how does the word affect you in your life?
Praying the word of God does add results coming quicker. especially if like one of the things that I have added to the morning meditation is I read a psalm. I do ask God to give me guidance. Whatever emotion I may be experiencing when I wake up, I do evaluate what I'm experiencing, if I'm experiencing, you know, some worry or some doubt or some fear or joy, you know, or excitement or even anxiety. And I do go to the book of Psalms. And what I just was enlightened with in my class is that, you know, Psalms, it can be and psalms are songs that we sing before the Lord. And so, you know, they really, if you look in the book of Psalms and you see just the words and how they are placed together, some of them are, you know, formed just, you know, adore God. Some of them are formed to mention to him how you're emotionally distressed. And so I use those as the times to express whatever emotion I'm experiencing in that moment. And so even for me, that can become a prayer. You know, even though it's a song, it can also become a prayer and help navigate through what I'm feeling and draw me into the truth of what God's word says about me. And even other scriptures that you can read in the form of a prayer that will actually help you to focus on the truth of God's word, and it replaces it with any, it replaces the emotion, it replaces the thought, you know, whatever the tries to present to you, the truth of God's word replaces that thought and emotion, you know, with just elevation and adoration and, you know, what God is actually doing, the truth of what is really going on, the truth of who you are, the truth of the situation, and it kills off anything else that may try to arise and then contradict to God's word. So absolutely, you can pray the word of God, and I encourage it as well.
Well, listen, I have enjoyed this time with you. You know, I am blessed to spend more time with you, and I want to give a shout out to my sister, Pastor Diane Hickman, and of course, with your beautiful grandmother who is now with the Lord, but we bonded immediately as families, and over the years we've just all stayed close, and I thank God. And, you know, that's what relationship in the body of Christ should be like, right? That God connects us and he grows us, and we get to see the children grow. We get to see the beautiful things, the ups, the downs. We pray for one another.
Yes.
And what a blessing that is. And I honor you not only as my spiritual daughter, but the woman of God that you are, your servitude in your church, and all that you are becoming. We give God all the glory for it. And I thank God for your mom, a beautiful, blessed woman of God, who is doing a beautiful work in the kingdom. And we always want to share with her how much we love her. So we thank God for you guys. And I want you to share again the church's name and address and contact information if they'd like to get in touch with you all and find out more about the ministry.
Yes, absolutely. That is Church of the Living God, Temple 360. We are worshiping currently at 4225 West Finney Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri, 63113. If you would like to contact us, or if you would like to join our worship services via Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page, which is COTLG #360. And as soon as you type in COTLG, you will see we should come up in the search bar. You can also contact Pastor Diane Hickman at 314-601-1674 if you have any questions or concerns. And you can also contact myself, Minister Cherie Crawford, 314-695-6917. We would love to have you worship with us either virtually or in person. And services do begin at 12:15 p.m.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for being on today. We certainly have appreciated you for being on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. May God bless you all and all that you're doing. And we will continue to pray and lift you up. Amen.
Amen. And may God bless you, Pastor Michelle. I appreciate and love you so much. You and Pastor Don have been a blessing are for all of, 20-plus years. So I praise God for you all.
Well, we thank God, and I know that God did it, and we are so honored, and we just appreciate everyone, and thank God for you, and even sharing your baby with us, our goddaughter Jocelyn with us, and all the babies, all of them. We love them all in the family. Now, we love your family dearly. You're such a blessing. May God bless you and keep you. And may all of your prayer requests come to pass, as we know they will, because of the word of God. God bless you on today.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Well, listen, I am so glad for all that the Lord has done on today. I do have a few announcements that I'd love to share with you. I want you to know that we are thankful that God is good. If this is your birthday month, the month of October, we want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio and Magazine, we celebrate you. We want you to know that we're celebrating your accomplishments, whether it's your birthday, having a baby, and we know that soon that a new arrival will be coming. We're praising God for Deja and her new upcoming arrival, so we're so thankful for that. We are also praying for those that are finishing school, in school, and doing great works for the Lord. We are so thankful for you on today. And we want you to know on the other end of the scale, maybe you're having a loved one going through. Maybe there's something going on and you just don't know what to do. We want you to know here at Just For You, we are praying for you. We are lifting you up as we know that that is the answer to all problems. And if you've lost a loved one, we want you to know we are praying for you. To the family of Joy Jacobs and her mom, which is passed on, we want you to know that we are praying for this family. Two loved ones have passed within a 24-hour time. Would you lift the Jacobs family up? Would you remember them when you are in prayer? Certainly, it is something to lose one loved one, but to lose two in such a short period of time, it is something. So we're asking that you pray for them. Would you pray for the Moore family as they have a loved one facing tests and different things that are going on? Lift them up. Prayer is essential. I promise you, if it was you, you'd want someone to pray for you. Please remember these families and those that you have on your prayer list to lift them up in prayer. I also want you to know this is a time that there have been so many needs and people are losing jobs and various things are going on. Would you consider there are two organizations that can help you with resources that we highly recommend? One is United Way in St. Louis. You can dial them at 211. They have a system which they will give you an intake and inquiry and find out what it is that you need. And they'll be able to direct you to the right resource. On the same spectrum is Urban League St. Louis, ULSTL.org. You can reach them and they will do the same thing, get the information they need from you to better direct you for the needs that you have. Also, we want you to know, in the body of Christ, there are some great things going on. On last week, everybody, we celebrated with the gospel explosion. Listen, if you weren't in the house, I won't say you missed it, but I will tell you, the power of God hit that place. This was a sponsorship of Elation Radio and also with Curry the Cross Church and various members that came in from near and far for this service. May God bless you all. We received the blessings of the Lord on that night. He showed up and showed out. And to Pastors Lowe and Alicia Curry, we love you so much. We're so thankful for the work that the Lord is doing in your life. Continue on. David Benton, Shay Samuels, we thank God for you guys as well. And for every artists that came in near and far, Jude, there was L-Train, there was Little the Incredible, I got it, and of course The Messenger and David Denny. May God bless you all and that he will call himself to bless you and prosper you in the gifts that you have for all that you do for the kingdom of God. Now listen, we are in a time that we need teaching. Amen. I want to share with you some information that you can put on your calendar that God would bless you to be able to learn about what it is that you know. If you're an emerging leader, if things are going on that you know that you would like to get additional training or have some more knowledge and information, I want to share this information with you that you may mark your calendars and be able to see what God would be speaking to you. It is the Apostolic Council starting from scratch. They are asking you to join. If you are an emerging leader, this will be on October 16th. This is a Zoom event. Again, this is a Zoom event. It's at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. The Zoom information is 609-233-6695. And the password is 123. For more information, you can contact Robert Flowers, Apostle Robert Flowers, on Facebook. This will be a Facebook Live event and a YouTube Live event. And for more information, please contact Apostle Robert Flowers. Guests will be Apostle Barbara McLean and as well as Apostle Brian Pruitt. Please mark your calendars for that announcement that you may be able to grow and learn and be okay with learning all that God would have for you. Amen. Well, listen, we're at the close of another podcast. We want you to know we thank you for joining us on today. Please continue to lift up myself, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Please lift up Elation Radio and Magazine, as well as our CEO and founder, Kimmy, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. I want you to know we're lifting you up. And as we pray together, one from another, we will find and see the hand of God move. I believe in the power of prayer. If you don't know anything else about me, you will find that prayer works. It really, really works according to his will and his word. If you'd like to contact me, you can reach me, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, on Facebook and LinkedIn under Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E. And last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Yep, I married the right one. I know you'll catch it. But the other thing is, if you'd like to reach me on Instagram, you can reach me under His Blessed Girl 7. That's His Blessed Girl 7. And I'll be glad to answer those inquiries. For those of you who'd like to reach me by email, that would be at leading, like you're leading someone, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, @gmail.com. I get your announcements, I read them, and I'm grateful that you're listening and connecting with us. May God bless you and your prayer requests. Please, if you have prayer requests, you can send them to any of those entities, and in our hour of prayer, we definitely will remember you and your family. Listen, we've come to the close of another podcast. Please join us here every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be glad to meet you here. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your goodness. Thank you for coming in and showing yourself strong. Thank you for your word. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. Help us each and every day to hear your voice and to be drawn closer to you. For the one that doesn't know you, God, I ask that you will lead them, help them to understand why now is the time to be saved, that they don't need to put it off till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. But would you touch their minds, touch their hearts, touch their spirit, and let them know that you are Lord of lords and King of kings, and you're concerned about them. Father, would you bless that one that stands in need, as we all do? We need you now more than we've ever needed you before. Would you help us, God, in every area of help that we request? Those things that we know we can't do without you, we ask that you help us on this evening. Thank you for being a provider. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you for caring about us. Somebody says, I don't have anybody to care about me. But God, on today, we thank you for caring for each and every one of us. And those that are under the sound of my voice are those that are close to those that are listening in. We say thank you, God. And we ask that you will help us heal the brokenhearted, give them strength on this evening. Would you lift up Sister Tina, who's crying out to you, God? She's needing you to help her through this situation, and only you can do it. I am praying and believing, oh God, that you will be with our household and our home. Help us, oh God. Would you touch and would you deliver? We say thank you on today. We thank you for our special guest, Minister Cherie Crawford. Would you touch her home? Would you touch her family? Would you touch her job? Would you be God in every area, all over her, around her, because she belongs to you? I thank you for her children, oh God, and I'm asking you to keep your hands upon them. And every young person, God, as they go to and from school, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep the family safe, oh God. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus for the needs that the families may have. Would you come in and work and help with that, God? We assign our angels to go and get the things concerning each and every one of us because we know you're able, oh God. And Lord, would you forgive us all of our sins? Would you keep us, God? Would you help us, God? Will we repent of any and all things that are not like you and ask that you give us forgiving hearts for others that you may be glorified? And Father, when it's all said and done, and even in this hour while we are yet doing your will, oh God, we ask that we do all things for your glory and that you be glorified in all of our lives. We can't take your glory, for you are worthy. You are faithful. You are good to each and every one of us. And for those unspoken requests, oh God, would you take care of those too? The things that are in the hearts, on the tip of the tongue, but yet need to remain in your ears only. Have your divine will and way. And we will thank you forevermore. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for those that listen in. And thank you for those, oh God, that are hearing your word. May you be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we thank you again for listening in. Thank you for praying with us. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Rye Wright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Please join us again next Wednesday. And until that time, God bless you. We'll see you soon. And believe in God that his will be done. Thank you. God bless. Hallelujah. Glory.
trouble right here. These little interludes got us in trouble. Hey, where my old school at? Where my old school at? If you... The word out. It's the word. Yeah.